Overnight tornado threat continues. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in parts of the Deep South.
We have a line of thunderstorms that's actually moving into parts of southeast Louisiana into southern Mississippi. And we do expect at least a chance for additional tornadoes overnight into the early morning hours.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Moore, a tornado watch remains in effect for another 3 hours for parts of Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. Earlier, a tornado ripped off roofs and flipped over vehicles southeast of Houston. Jerry Mouton is the mayor of Deer Park, Texas, and says residents started cleaning up immediately.
Within a few minutes, I walked out of my own house, and the neighbors were walking up and down, checking on each other, removing debris from the street. That's Deer Park.
No serious injuries were reported. Well, Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rejected the appointments of Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell to the House Intelligence Committee.
This is the right of the Speaker, and the one thing I will always do, I will put the national security ahead of partisan politics any day. I don't care if they're in my party or not. Integrity matters, and we're going to make the Intel Committee back to what it was supposed to be.
McCarthy says even the Inspector General found that Schiff lied about Russian collusion allegations, and Swalwell had earlier been linked to a Chinese spy. The Justice Department has been joined by 8 states filing an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming it has a monopoly over online advertising.
The claim, Google's dominance in the digital marketplace hurts competition, and it's been going on for 15 years, according to the DOJ. The government alleges in its lawsuit that Google, the dominant force in the online ad space, forced advertisers to use Google products by making it complicated to use competitors' versions.
Fox's David Spont, Google's parent company, Alphabet, says the lawsuit makes a flawed argument and would slow innovation. Wall Street mixed on Tuesday, the Dow up 104 points, NASDAQ down 30. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new study highlights the increasing threat of fentanyl.
A shocking new study from the nonprofit Families Against Fentanyl shows child fentanyl deaths are rising faster than any other age group. Deaths among children age 14 and under are 15 times higher than they were in 2015, rising from 10 to 153 deaths. In just the last 2 years, fentanyl deaths quadrupled among infants and children ages 5 to 14. Families Against Fentanyl is calling for President Biden to establish a White House task force dedicated to the fentanyl crisis and to designate the synthetic opioid a weapon of mass destruction.
Fox's Brian Yenis, fentanyl overdoses are now the number one killer of young adults, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen suspending the reinvestment of some federal bonds in a government workers' savings plan to buy time for President Biden and Congress to raise the nation's debt limit. Still no talks scheduled. A Kansas man has been shot and killed by a dog, according to the Sumner County, Kansas Sheriff's Office. The man was riding in the passenger seat of a pickup truck when the dog stepped on a rifle in the back of the truck, causing it to fire. The results are in from a Rhode Island girl's attempt to identify Santa Claus from DNA left at her home.
The girl, a Cumberland resident, had sent a partially eaten cookie and carrot sticks to the town's police department to ask if it could be tested for DNA. The department then sent it to the State Department of Health Forensic Sciences unit for analysis, and the tests are back. They say they were not able to definitively confirm or refute the presence of Santa. They did say, though, there was a partial match to a 1947 case centered around 34th Street in New York City. If that rings a bell, maybe you've seen Miracle on 34th. You'll get the reference. The Rhode Island Department of Health tweeted on Monday, "We all agree that something magical may be at play." John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.